Good evening, this is Shubhashashi Bhattacharjee with Regional News. After scorching heat, now extremely heavy rainfall and landslides caused by the cyclone Rimal has brought the normal life of entire Northeast India to a grinding halt. The Meteorological Department has issued red alert for the different states of Northeast where at least 33 people have been killed during the last 24 hours due to the cyclone. Today, Assam Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma has ordered the closure of all educational institutions in districts of Nagaon, Hojai, Karbi Anglong, Gulaghat, Dima Hasao, Kachar, Hailakandi and Karimganj. Landslides caused by continuous rain have cut off the road connectivity of Barak Valley, Tripura, Manipur and Mizoram with North Assam and rest of India. The Supreme Court today rejected Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea for a 7-day extension of his interim bail by which he was to go back to Tihar Jail on June 2. Refusing to accept Kejriwal's application, Supreme Court Registry said since he has been given liberty to move trial court for regular bail, the plea is not maintainable. Delhi Chief Minister had got interim bail from Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Dutta on May 10 and was asked to surrender to Tihar Jail on June 2. The bench had on May 17 reserved verdict on Kejriwal's challenge to the validity of his arrest by ED in a PMLA case linked to Delhi liquor scam. The special investigation cell vigilance of the Arunachal Pradesh police has arrested one more person in connection with the case of illegal appointments in the education department of Siang district. The arrest was made regarding illegal appointments of primary teachers and multitasking staff in the education department of Siang district. The SIC arrested Nong Parun, a native of Ringing village in East Siang district, who was working as an upper division clerk at the deputy director of school education office in Bowling on Monday, SIC SP Anant Mittal said. This is the second arrest made in this particular case. On May 1, retired DDS Sitalam Jammu was arrested in the case. As many as 13 individuals, mostly government officials, have been arrested in the job scam in the state's education department, reported from various districts so far. Women voters have outnumbered men by 3% in the sixth phase of the Lok Sabha elections. This was disclosed by the Election Commission yesterday. The poll panel released the absolute number of voters who voted in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls, which was held on Saturday. According to the report, 64.95% of eligible female voters exercised their franchise compared to 61.95% of eligible male voters. Moreover, the turnout among the third gender recorded at 18.67%. indicating a diverse engagement in the electoral process. Women's participation was higher than men in Bihar, Jharkhand, Ladakh, Odisha and Uttar Pradesh. Notably, West Bengal emerged with the highest turnout at 81.62%, showcasing robust electoral enthusiasm among its populace. Three people remain trapped inside an illegal rat hole mine in Assam's Tinsukia district for the third consecutive day on Monday, as the force continued to rescue them, officials said. Tinsukia District Commissioner Swapnil Pal said, apart from local authorities, the NDRF and the SDRF have been engaged in the search and rescue operations to trace the miners. The incident occurred at around 12:30 a.m. on Sunday when the rat hole mine caved in due to a sudden landslide in the illegal Tikok West mining site between Borgulai and Namdang, located under the Tikok Colliery in Lido. Among those trapped is Dawa Sherpa from Bhojpur in Nepal and two workers are from Meghalaya, identified as John and Finnal. A self-defense training cum awareness program under Beti Bachao Beti Padhao was inaugurated on Tuesday by Deputy Commissioner Capital Sheta Nagarkoti Mehta in Itanagar. The DC highlighted the importance of the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme that translates to save the girl child, educate the girl child. She informed how the scheme was first launched in 2015 in Haryana to address the issue of decline of child sex ratio and how she was impressed upon that our state, Arunachal, doesn't hold any such kind of biases towards their children. She stressed on the importance of learning self-defense and asked the students to utilize the opportunity which should help them get trained with basic techniques of self-defense. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.